This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Internet service has been restored as tens of thousands of people rally in Myanmar against last week's military coup. Now demonstrators' message is getting out via the internet once again. The protesters are demanding a return to civilian government and the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, whose elected government was toppled by the army. Protesters chanted, "Long live Mother Suu," and "Down with military dictatorship." Authorities had cut access to the internet as the protests grew Saturday, fanning fears of a complete information blackout. On Sunday afternoon, however, internet users in Yangon reported that data access on their mobile phones had suddenly been restored. Reports on social media and by some Myanmar news services said demonstrations were taking part in other parts of the country as well. Several videos posted online Sunday, said to be from the town of Miawadi on Myanmar's eastern border with Thailand, showed police shooting into the air in an effort to disperse a crowd. There were no signs of panic and no reports of injuries. Showing little fear, protest crowds have grown bigger and bolder in recent days while remaining nonviolent. Officials say more than 140 people are missing and feared dead in northern India. This after a large piece of Himalayan glacier broke off and slammed into a dam early Sunday. The Dauli Ganga River flooded, forcing the evacuation of the downstream villages. Authorities say at least 9 bodies have been recovered in the unfolding incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted on Twitter, quote, "India stands with Uttarakhand and the nation prays for everyone's safety there." Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on Sunday that the United States should lift all sanctions if Washington wants Tehran to reverse its nuclear steps. Khamenei wrote on Twitter that Iran had fulfilled all its obligations under the 2015 nuclear deal, not the United States and the 3 European countries. U.S. President Joe Biden has said that if Tehran returned to strict compliance with the 2015 nuclear pact, Washington would follow suit and use that as a springboard to a broader agreement. Former President Donald Trump exited the nuclear accord between Iran and 6 powers in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Tehran. Iran has breached the deal in a step-by-step response to President Trump's maximum pressure policy, but it has repeatedly said it could quickly reverse those violations if U.S. sanctions are removed. The Saudi-led military coalition intercepted an armed drone launched by Yemeni rebels. That's according to state media on Sunday. The official Saudi press agency carried a statement from coalition spokesman Turki al-Maliki saying they intercepted and destroyed an armed drone. The statement claimed the armed drone was launched by the Houthi militia to target civilians and civilian objects in the southern region. The Iran-backed Houthis, who control much of Yemen's north, did not immediately claim responsibility for the attack. Military helicopters in northern Pakistan Sunday resumed a search for 3 climbers, including 2 foreigners missing in their attempt to conquer the world's second tallest peak, K2. K2 is also known as the Savage Mountain. Organizers said that climbers John Snorri of Iceland, Juan Pablo Moore from Chile, and Muhammad Ali Sadpara from Pakistan lost contact with base camp Friday during their ascent of the 8,611-meter mountain. The search and rescue mission was launched Saturday, but so far it has not located the missing men. Millions of fans are getting ready to watch the televised annual U.S. football game known as the Super Bowl. Health officials have said they are afraid that the viewing could become a COVID-19 super spreader event, and they have urged people to watch the game only with the people you live with. Traditionally, family and friends gather in homes, bars, and restaurants to watch a game and cheer on their favorite football team. That behavior, however, would likely result in an uptick in coronavirus infections. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.